From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Governor Rick Scott has waived out-of-state tuition for students from Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands who have been displaced by the recent natural disasters. Around 200 Puerto Rican students and their families toured Florida International University today. They're hoping to catch up with their studies and enroll in the spring semester courses. Gracia Cruz is a sophomore at the University of Puerto Rico in Calle. She's studying natural sciences. For her, this financial help is really important.
It's going to be a lot of help for us. And for my family specifically, my mom is doing a lot of sacrifices. My dad also. I'm going to be alone here. My family is going to go back to Puerto Rico.
Jody Glassman is the director of undergraduate admissions at FIU.
This is allowing them to have some sort of normalcy for at least the next few months as their families back home on their islands are rebuilding. They can take some classes, continue on with their education.
About $270,000 is being offered on a first-come, first-served basis to these students through the FIU Strong Grant. The grant has been funded by donations from the community. Over 1,000 displaced students have already applied to take classes at FIU. Amid a spate of sexual assault allegations, Florida has been addressing a backlog of sexual assault test kits. From our sister station, WGCU in Fort Myers, Quincy Walters reports the state is making progress with a backlog, and there's hope that efficient testing will empower victims to come forward with accusations.
Back in 2014, Florida's Department of Law Enforcement realized more than 8,000 untested sexual assault forensics kits were sitting in local crime labs throughout the state. They're commonly known as rape kits. The Florida legislature allocated money to outsource the testing of those kits to private labs, and in its latest quarterly report, the state's Department of Law Enforcement says it's processed nearly 6,000 of those kits. Assistant State Attorney Francine Donnarumo runs the Special Victims Unit for the State Attorney's 20th Circuit. She says many victims fear they don't have enough evidence to come forward, but she says the state showing it's addressing the backlog of physical evidence may give victims the assurance they need to make themselves heard.
The more the public hears that we're going to back you, you have a voice, which means people are also going to make allegations that they feel comfortable now expressing concerning harassment where we might not have a rape kit associated with it.
A spokesperson for the Florida Department of Law Enforcement says there are high hopes the backlogged kits will all be tested before its June 2019 deadline. State legislation was enacted last year that makes it mandatory evidence is submitted within 30 days and for crime labs to test and analyze kits within 4 months, so a backlog like this doesn't happen again. I'm Quincy Walters in Fort Myers.
A House Post-Secondary Education Subcommittee will consider a proposal that calls for the state to pay the tuition cost of many students at state colleges. The bill, filed by Representative Chevron Jones of Broward, would establish a scholarship program that covers 100% of tuition for Florida students who meet certain conditions, the biggest of which is that students who accept the scholarship must attend a state school and live and work in the state for the same amount of time they received the scholarship. Students who leave Florida before that time is up must repay the entire scholarship plus interest. Other requirements for the Sunshine Scholarship Program, as it's dubbed, include having an annual household income of $125,000 or less, taking at least 30 credits a year, and maintaining a 2.5 GPA. Former patients critical of a prominent Palm Beach County eye doctor convicted of Medicare fraud told a judge yesterday that they were subjected to painful and unnecessary treatments that left them with little or no eyesight. During the sentencing hearing, one patient told the judge that Dr. Solomon Melgen gave her painful injections and laser treatments for her diabetes-related sight loss and glaucoma, and then botched a surgery that's left her almost totally blind. 63-year-old Melgen faces 30 years in prison on 67 charges of healthcare fraud. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.